From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Elle Cowley. Dozens of people gathered yesterday outside of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office in Salt Lake City. They're speaking out about enforcement in the Beehive State. Last week, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested a Utah man who showed up for a green card interview. And immigration attorneys say more arrests are likely in the state. Utah News Dispatch reports the protesters held signs decrying racism and chanted, "Immigrants are welcome here." Arturo Gamboa spoke publicly for the first time today. The 24-year-old was arrested after the fatal June No King shooting, but did not fire his gun. The district attorney recently announced he would not charge Gamboa. Gamboa said he was exercising his Second Amendment rights by open carrying at a protest. After he was arrested, he said he was treated like an animal and a psychopath.
I've been put into a situation to where my name and face has been lambasted on a, like I said, an international scale. My life is forever changed. My life will never be the same. There is no, I can try and do my absolute best attempt at some sense of normalcy, but the reality of the matter is that that has been stripped from me.
Volunteer Matt Alder was aiming at Gamboa and fatally shot bystander Afa Alu. Alder also struck Gamboa. As he spoke, he stood in front of pictures of his bullet wounds. The University of Utah is turning to a private equity firm to boost its athletic program. University of Utah President Taylor Randall and Athletic Director Mark Harlan made the announcement today. KUER's Elaine Clark has more.
Randall and Harlan say the first-of-a-kind deal was driven by the rising cost of college athletics and future student-athlete revenue sharing. The U has created a company called Utah Brands and Entertainment, LLC. They say it's owned by the university's foundation, which will also appoint most of the company's board of directors. They're also partnering with a New York-based private equity firm. Otro Capital will help with the commercial side of athletics, including event revenues, corporate sponsorships, and trademark and licensing. The university did not put a number on the deal. Before the announcement, Yahoo Sports cited anonymous sources saying it could generate some $500 million in capital. Elaine Clark, KUER News.
And a note that KUER's license is held by the University of Utah. The station operates as an editorially independent news agency. Utah just had its warmest November on record, and it closes out the state's warmest ever autumn. KUER's David Kondos has more.
Utah's average temperature last month was more than a degree warmer than its previous record. Neighboring states Idaho and Nevada broke their November records too. Dan McAvoy is a climatologist at the Western Regional Climate Center. He says that lines up with long-term trends as climate change warms the planet.
I would say it was not surprising or shocking to see record warmth. Just the spatial extent of the warmth in November was impressive. It wasn't isolated to one state or one part of the West.
He says a warmer fall often means less mountain snow and can put water supplies at risk. For farmers, it's a mixed bag. Reagan White-Salusi is with Utah State University Extension in San Juan County. She says the upside is that warmth may help some crops, like winter wheat, establish before the first frost. But higher temps also dry out soils.
Our key advantage right now that we're seeing, despite the warmer conditions, is that we've had some pretty good moisture. I think that kind of helps balance things out.
Above average temperatures are forecast to continue across the state for at least the next 2 weeks. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
There have been almost 40 avalanches in Utah since the big storm over the weekend. Avalanche danger is moderate to considerable in many of the state's mountains. Bo Torrey is a forecaster with the Utah Avalanche Center. He says small storms in October and November created a weak layer of snow.
This past storm was really heavy and wet and windy. In some places, it's overloaded the weak layer, and we've seen natural and human-triggered avalanches almost daily for the last several days.
Torrey says the greatest danger is above 8,500 feet. Now that avalanche season is underway, the center will put out forecasts daily. You are listening to KUER News.